Book 11, Canto 1, The Soul's Choice and the Supreme Consummation, pages 679 to 680. Transfigured was the formidable shape, his darkness and his sad destroying might, abolishing forever and disclosing the mystery of his high and violent deeds. A secret splendor rose, revealed to sight, where once the vast embodied void had stood. Night, the dim mask had grown a wonderful face. The vague infinity was slain, whose gloom had outlined from the terrible unknown the obscure, disastrous figure of a god. Fled was the error that arms the hands of grief and lighted the ignorant gulf whose hollow deeps had given to nothingness a dreadful voice. As when before the eye that wakes in sleep is opened the somber binding of a book, illumined letterings are seen which kept a golden blaze of thought inscribed within. A marvelous form responded to her gaze, whose sweetness justified life's blindest pain. All nature's struggle was its easy price. The universe and its agony seemed worthwhile. As if the choric calyx of a flower, aerial, visible on music's waves, a lotus of light-petaled ecstasy took shape out of the tremulous heart of things. There was no more the torment under the stars, the evil sheltered behind nature's mask. There was no more the dark pretense of hate, the cruel rictus on love's altered face. Hate was the grip of a dreadful amour's strife, a ruthless love intent only to possess, has here replaced the sweet original God. Forgetting the will to love that gave it birth, the passion to lock itself in and to unite. It would swallow all into one lonely self, devouring the soul that it had made its own. By suffering and annihilation's pain, punishing the unwillingness to be one, angry with the refusals of the world, passionate to take but knowing not how to give, death's somber cowl was cast from nature's brow. There lightened on her the Godhead's lurking laugh. All grace and glory and all divinity were here collected in a single form. All worshipped eyes looked through his from one face. He bore all Godheads in his grandiose limbs. an oceanic spirit dwelt within. Intolerant and invincible in joy. A flood of freedom and transcendent bliss. Into immortal lines of beauty rose. In him the fourfold being bore its crown that wears the mystery of a nameless name. The universe writing its tremendous sense in the inexhaustible meaning of a word.